We like to think that social advances are possible in today's culture, so it's discouraging to reflect on what has changed and what has not since the so-called Rodney King riots in Los Angeles 25 years ago. The 1992 acquittal of the police officers accused of King's beating led to an explosion of rage that had been building for decades. Playwright Anna Deavere Smith made it into a theater piece by interviewing more than 300 witnesses, and UH Manoa graduate student Anna Hamaguchi is directing Twilight Los Angeles 1992 for the Chaminade University Collegiate Theater Festival, and she's with us in our studio. Hi, Anna. Thanks for coming.
Hi. Good to be here.
You grew up in this neighborhood.
I grew up in Los Angeles, yes, yes. And I was in elementary school when the riots broke out. Mm-hmm. My school was located around where a lot of the protesting and rioting was taking place. So you know, I couldn't go to school that whole week. I had friends who were directly impacted by the rioting and the looting.
And as a native Angeleno, you mm-hmm. know that there were a lot of incidents that led up to, you know, that fueled the flame that ignited after the acquittal, right?
Yes, yes. I can't say that I was aware of them when I was a child,
sure.
But looking back, definitely, I'm aware of those things, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a lot of thought at the time that the riots were, in a sense, an ending of something that, you know, that a kind of a we aren't going to take it anymore
mm-hmm.
thing. And yet, the 25 years since then, you know, that incident could have happened yesterday, right?
Right, right. And that's something that's one of the reasons why I feel it was important to bring this show here today. And you know, 25 years after this it's the 25th anniversary of the rioting,
yeah.
And it's important, especially with the great divisions happening that we can see in our country now, just to look back and see how far we've come, if at all.
Well, that's kind of the question that is in your mind after mm-hmm. you've seen the play, isn't it? I mean, you know, that you're going to see some things that are very familiar and very contemporary being discussed.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the play really speaks to, you know, how can a community in crisis respond to each other, and how can we, what does need to happen in order for people with various opinions and great differences. What can we do to reconcile, if at all? And I think that's an important message for our country today,
yeah.
In the political climate that we find ourselves in.
Well, the playwright, you know, created the play by talking to eyewitnesses, people who were present during the rioting.
Mm-hmm.
And so how does that get woven into a theatrical experience?
Well, it's a series of monologues. So all the interviews were turned into monologues, and so you see the different individuals telling stories about their experience, either before, or during, or after their riots. And
mm-hmm.
so you all of those different stories on stage together creates a conversation, a potential conversation that could happen if we were able to get all these different people into one place.
And some of the people whose voices are heard include one of the police officers who was accused,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the characters range from one of the police officers accused, Rodney King's aunt, a you know Korean store owner whose store was destroyed, people who living in Los Angeles that may have not been directly involved in the rioting or protesting,
mm-hmm.
but nevertheless witnessed it on their televisions and how they felt about it. So there's a very large range of perspectives and opinions.
And in the production that you've put together, you've taken monologues that were originally done by one person on
mm-hmm.
stage and give them to seven different people. How does that work out?
Well, I decided to do that to really intentionally show that a group of people can represent this kind of conversation,
mm-hmm.
that a group of people can empathize and embody other identities together and make sense of these differences as a group cohesively.
One of the stories that emerged during the rioting was an outbreak of tension between the African American community and the Korean community.
Mm-hmm.
What was the background to that?
Well, a lot of the store owners, like convenience stores, liquor stores in South Central, a lot of them are owned by Korean immigrants.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a growing tension between the Korean immigrant population and the African American community, just in terms of the high crime rate, you know, potential shoplifters. And so the Korean store owners reacting to that and kind of guarding themselves against that community.
Mm-hmm.
And that tension just fermented for years. And one thing that sparked or that ignited the tension even more was the shooting of LaTosha Harlins, which came out very soon after the Rodney King video was released, where a Korean store owner shot a black teenage girl during an altercation at her store.
Mm-hmm.
And
Shot
and killed, yes. And so that, coupled with the Rodney King beating video, together really kind of ignited
this. Those all got thrown onto the flame when the acquittal was announced.
Yes, yes. And so a lot of the stores that were targeted during the rioting and looting were Korean stores, Korean-owned stores.
Well, you know, that whole genre of whatever you want to call it, docudrama,
mm-hmm.
By using the actual words of participants, it gives it a kind of credibility, doesn't it? That, you know, it's not the fancy of a playwright.
Mm-hmm.
This is documentary material. Do you
mm-hmm.
see that as a valuable tool for theater going forward?
Sure. Yes, definitely. And the interesting thing about it for an artist perspective or an actor's perspective
mm-hmm.
is to really understand and that real person's rhythm and antics and physicality. And I think that's an interesting way to approach it as an artist. Is, you know, you can't just say those words and have it be believable, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's all about finding who this real person is and discovering that real person. And it's a real, it's a true act of empathy, I think, on the part of the actors, which is what we all want to happen.
Well, you might have to deliver a point of view to which you yourself were not particularly sympathetic. And
exactly. And that definitely happens
in
this play. But that kind of act of empathy towards someone who you completely disagree with and you are completely not alike is what's interesting to me and what I find is an interesting thing for an audience to view, that can happen.
I think of the director who once said everyone has his reasons. You know, that no matter what perspective a character or an individual might have, they think they've got good reason to say it.
Right, exactly. And so doing that and seeing that on stage, I hope at least it serves as a model for us as a wider general audience to see that you can empathize and understand someone who is completely different than you.
Well, it's a powerful work, Anna. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Anna Hamaguchi is the director of Twilight Los Angeles 1992, one of three plays being presented at the Chaminade University Collegiate Theater Festival, which runs July 21st through August 20th. This year's theme is Women in Theater. The other two plays are called The Virtue and Propaganda and Nakao a Hi'iaka.